Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today, folks, we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of MCP, Model Context Protocol. Think of it like a universal USB port for your AI, plugging it into all sorts of exciting external systems.
Whoa, a universal USB port for AI? That sounds incredibly powerful. So what does that actually mean in terms of what I can do?
Well, imagine your AI agent, right? On its own, it can do some cool stuff. Read code, update files, run terminal commands. But with MCP, it's like giving it superpowers. Suddenly, it can access databases, APIs, even chat with your own custom applications.
Okay, slow down. You're saying I can connect my AI to, like, anything? Even my super secret custom-built project?
Precisely. This tutorial walks us through creating our own MCP servers. We're talking real-time stock prices from Yahoo Finance, managing databases like Neon, the whole shebang.
I'm hooked. Walk me through this stock price example. How'd they do it?
Super simple, actually. Install the MCP CLI in Yahoo Finance packages. Whip up a tiny Python script, app.py. It grabs the stock price using Yahoo Finance's API, wraps it in a function, and boom, you've got a custom MCP action. It's surprisingly straightforward.
I see. Interesting. But what about integrating it with something like, say, Cursor?
Piece of cake. You just grab the command from the tutorial, paste it into your Cursor settings, add the server, and you're good to go. Suddenly, your Cursor agent can access your custom stock price tool. The same goes for integrating with other platforms like WinServe. Just plop in the command, refresh, and it's ready to roll.
Got it. So it's not just limited to pre-built MCP servers. I can actually build my own and integrate them with whatever I want.
Exactly. This tutorial even shows how to integrate with a Neon database, opening a whole new world of possibilities. Think about managing databases, creating schemas, all directly from your AI agent. It's game-changing.
Hold on, I thought AI agents were already pretty powerful. Why is MCP such a big deal?
Because before MCP, AI agents were largely isolated. They could generate code, sure, but they couldn't really interact with the rest of your development environment. Now you can connect them to anything. APIs, browsers, databases, even custom apps. It's like going from a basic calculator to a supercomputer.
Wow. Okay, color me impressed. This whole MCP thing sounds like a must try.
Absolutely. And it's constantly evolving. From simple chat to single agents to multiple agents, and now agents with external tools thanks to MCP. The future is here, folks, and it's connected. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. See you next time.
Goodbye.